I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record. Germany is the second largest market for Seattle-based retailer Amazon.com. While selling in Germany may be straightforward for Amazon, labor relations are not. Since May of 2013, union employees at Amazon fulfillment centers in Germany have gone on strike 7 times for 1 to 3 days at a time. There are 2 Amazon fulfillment centers employing more than 3,000 people in the small German city of Bad Hersfeld. Bad Hersfeld is home to a famous open-air theater set in the ruins of a monastery.
They're performing Kiss Me Kate.
Kiss Me Kate. They had Zahnmann here for a couple of years.
They've done Brecht.
Meet expat Americans Nancy Becker and Carl.
I was born and raised in Denver.
Carl asked me not to use his last name out of concern for reprisals at work. Carl and Nancy have worked at the Amazon Fulfillment Center for over a decade, and they've lived in Germany for so many years, their English sometimes escapes them.
Before that, I was in a Zeitarbeitsfirma, what do we call them?
They say when they started at Amazon, all was good.
Well, it wasn't that hard work. I was a picker at the time, and we didn't have that much stress. As Amazon grew in Germany, then the pressure on the people here, do this more, 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 kept growing year for year for year.
Every year, the performance requirements, they set them always higher and higher.
Along with more demands, Amazon did offer more. Workers in Bad Hersfeld get 28 days of paid vacation a year. That's 4 more paid vacation days than required by law. But Carl is concerned because they don't have the contract they want.
Everything is voluntary. And then they tell the public and the press, this is what we give our people. But we don't have nothing on paper that says we're going to get this.
These Amazon workers are being classified as logistic workers. They want to be classified as retail workers. That pays more. And in Germany, virtually all salaries are determined by these job classifications. Amazon officials declined to talk to us on the record. But in a written note, the company said their German employees at fulfillment centers primarily load and unload trucks and stock shelves, jobs they say are vastly different than a job within a retail store. But there's a bigger issue here, according to Simon Habermas from Verdi. That's the union which represents Amazon workers. He says the disagreement with the Seattle-based company is fundamental.
Of course, we bargain about working time, we bargain about salary, but we don't bargain about the collective agreement itself. So it's clear that we come to a collective agreement, and with Amazon we have to talk about or bargain about the collective agreement.
Do we even have an agreement?
Yes.
Or do we even
yes.
start to talk about an agreement?
Yes. And that's for us not acceptable, and because of that, the fight with Amazon is a big fight for the successful German way of industrial relations.
In 2013, some of the Amazon workers in Bad Hersfeld, members of that union called Verdi, began a series of short strikes, 1 to 3 days at a time. Now, according to Amazon, the strikes had no impact on customers. Nancy Becker disputes this.
Well, Amazon claims that they don't. But if people will say, well, I ordered something or another from somewhere, one of the DCs, and all of a sudden, instead of being delivered the next day or 2 days later, all of a sudden it's delivered 4 days later. But Amazon claims that there has no effect. But it does.
Did the mini strikes win the Amazon workers anything?
All of a sudden, last year, we received 400 oral Christmas money.
Christmas bonus.
400 euros bonus. Yeah.
Yes, which we had never received before, and which Amazon had always said there was never going to be Christmas money, and all of a sudden we got Christmas money.
Ralph Kleber runs Amazon operations in Germany. Kleber told Reuters that Amazon is a fair employer and his workers are well compensated for unskilled labor. Nancy Becker bristles at that suggestion.
And for someone to say, everybody that in Amazon is an unskilled worker. I'd like to see Jeff Bezos and Ralph Kleber, and I'd like to see them actually do the work under the conditions that a regular
employee
does. We're talking about physical work. When you're walking 10, 12, 15 kilometers every day, day in and day out.
It's not just Amazon employees who say they're getting a raw deal. Amazon's biggest German rival, the online retailer The Otto Group, has an agreement with its workers that is more generous than what Amazon offers. Chairman of the firm, Michael Otto, told Reuters that unnamed competitors, he called them black sheep, are tarnishing the image of e-commerce, with poor working conditions creating short-term advantages for themselves with what Otto called social dumping. It's important to note that not all workers at Amazon fulfillment centers have participated in the strikes. In fact, Amazon says more than 1,000 of their workers signed a petition in support of Amazon. So if they feel it is so unfair to work at Amazon, why do Nancy and Carl stay?
I'm 61 years old. I'm 60% disabled. Where am I going to get a job?
Because I'm over 50, and the chances to get a job when you're over 50 are real hard in Germany. Not only that, I like working at Amazon.
That's Nancy Becker and Carl. They work at Amazon's fulfillment center in Bad Hersfeld, Germany. They say the strikes there will continue.